and we want to catch up on a story you might have missed recently. At the graduation ceremony at Wilberforce University in Ohio, school president Alfred Anthony Pinker dropped some pretty big news on the graduating class.
The Wilberforce University Board of Trustees has authorized me to forgive any debt.
Yeah, I'd be cheering too. The historically black college wiped out more than $375,000 of debt for 167 students in the class of 2020 and 2021. Dr. Pinkard joins us now. Thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
And it's been a couple of weeks now, but we're really glad to have you because we could just, you know, we could hear the joy that you brought to your students when they heard that news there. Explain why it was important for your school to do this.
It was a wonderful moment, as you noted. And we know that student debt is burdensome for all students as they begin life post the undergraduate experience. And so at Wilberforce, we felt that this was an incredible opportunity with the confluence of just saying thank you and how proud we were of our students. And I think it's important to note that I had neither the authority nor the resources to forgive all student debt, that is debt owed to banks or to the federal government. But the little bit that we were able to do, I think, was most appreciated by our students and their families. And so we were very, very happy to give them that gift at that moment.
So what is included? Fees, tuition, balances that were paid directly to the university by the students or their parents?
That's right.
Right. How did you do that? Where'd the money come from?
One of the organizations that helped us, and I'd like to shout out the Jack and Jill that came forth and indicated that they wanted to assist us in this endeavor. We had scholarships that were available to us. We are a member of UNCF, which is a consortium of 37 schools. Your audience may know it. It's the United Negro College Fund's time-honored organization that's been around for 75 years, assisting students in their pathway to an undergraduate degree. And so a combination of that allowed us to take a look and see what we could do. Our CFO really sort of ran the numbers, and it was apparent that we were able to do this. And so we were very excited about it. We kept it under wraps, and it was purposeful that we made the announcement at commencement. That's how we were able to do it.
Well, you know, big picture, Dr. Pinker, the numbers paint a pretty clear picture here, right? Black college students take out over twice as much money in student loans as white college students. What's the impact of a disparity like that? And then also of you being able to wipe that away for some people?
Well, you're absolutely right. Black students bear an onerous burden for student debt. In fact, 95% of our students are Pell eligible, which means that they come from family incomes below a threshold that then qualifies them for federal financial aid assistance. And so to the extent that an institution like Wilberforce can come forth and say, we recognize the burden of this debt. So again, one part of it is forgiving the debt. Of course, the second part of it is for a student to use that forgiveness in a way that gives them a little bit more room as they are getting their, after Wilberforce and other undergraduate institutions.
Well, hold on there for just a minute, Dr. Pinkard, because I want to bring in one of your former students who knows exactly what you're talking about. Cleopatra Melton is here with us now. Cleopatra, are you there? How are you doing?
Fine, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So I'm just guessing that you were one of those students erupting into cheers when that news came down that your debt was getting wiped out.
Absolutely. I chose to watch it virtually from home, but I was absolutely dancing, shouting, crying. It was as if I was there. It's unbelievable. And I didn't get a chance to formally thank Dr. Pinker, but I just want to thank you, Dr. Pinker. I want to thank your faculty and staff. I want to thank everyone at Wilberforce because it wasn't for the faint at heart. It was a lot of trials and tribulations, ups and downs, long nights, early mornings, but we did it. And I don't take it lightly, the opportunities that Wilberforce and your faculty has afforded me. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And it's for that very experience that you just described that we were happy that we were able to do that for you, to acknowledge the work and persistence and resilience that you and your fellow graduates have shown. So it's been my honor and pleasure to do that.
Well, it's my pleasure to have both of you here together, talking together. Cleopatra, just tell me, first of all, what did you study and how much debt were you planning to walk away with when you graduated?
My degree is a Bachelor of Science in Organizational Management. And I can say that I was already in debt. I came from a junior college. It was Cuyahoga Community College, and Tri-C has a pathway to Wilberforce, meaning you do 3 years at Tri-C and get your associates, and then you'll only have to do 1 year, hopefully, at a university. And Wilberforce was one of the pathways, and they absolutely accepted all my credits. And so I already had an insurmountable amount of debt from my junior college. And so what Wilberforce did is they wiped off a considerable amount of tuition and cost that would have compounded what it was already there. And that's what I could
thousands
say on that.
Thousands and thousands of dollars?
Several thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah. So yeah. In the context here is that, you know, you're, from what I know about you, you're a non-traditional student. You're 46 years old, a single mother, two kids, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this has got to be a pretty big deal. And I could hear it in your voice there when you were talking to Dr. Pinkert. I mean, how much will this help you and your family?
It will help me a lot because I had my children so young. But as I started to see their dreams being realized with their degrees and them doing well and situated in their own lifestyles, I then took it upon myself to go ahead and try and make sure that my dreams and my parents' dreams were realized. And it's kind of bittersweet that I was able to do it with one of my parents being able to be there physically and watch my voyage. But unfortunately, my mother, who I precede in death, she wasn't able to. She was always with me spiritually. She kept me going. And the ancestors that Dr. Pinkert spoke about in his speech at the graduation ceremony, you know, they helped us to push us through and make it happen. So, you know, you just can't give up because you never know who you're impacting. You know, our children look for us for all kinds of guidance. So then when they watched me get my first degree, they then said, well, if you can get your associate's, mom, surely you can get your bachelor's. And that's exactly what I did. Got my associate's. I graduated cum laude, and then I went on to get my bachelor's, and my grade point average was 3.88, which is right along with being a summa cum laude. So yeah, that's just how
it is. Look at you. I love it. So, Cleopatra, you still do have debt. What's your plan to pay that off now? And I guess I just wonder, like, if you're feeling lightened about the future, if you're feeling more optimistic about the future now that you have less than you expected.
Well, that's a great question. I absolutely do feel lightened to some degree. It's a workable amount now. Also, I wanted to make note that throughout my voyage, the faculty and staff was so incredible. My experience was so incredible that I always said, I want to come back and teach at Wilberforce. And they said, you can't do it with just your bachelor's, Ms. Melton. You have to go and get that master's. So that's what I plan to do, is get that master's, because I want to come back and pay it forward to girls like myself who started so young with their children. I want to look in their eyes and tell them, if I can do it at my age, it's never too late. And so I am going to go ahead and pursue my master's in 2022. Haven't picked out the school just yet, but I definitely am going to pursue it. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to pay it forward to this university.
Well, you know, we are rooting for you. We are definitely rooting for you. And Dr. Pinkert, you in the school, you did a very generous thing here. But I guess the question is, now what? I mean, what about the students who come after Cleopatra?
Yeah, and that's a legitimate question that we've been asked. My response is, I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver on that. It's my hope that there are other philanthropists who hear this story, who are moved by the story, who are moved by the incredible story that Ms. Melton has just provided us, and her passion and her interest in creating a wonderful life for herself and her family. If they can come forth and partner with Wilberforce, we certainly welcome that. And this will give us an opportunity to perhaps do this next year and the following year and the following year. But right now, irresponsible of me to suggest that next year we're going to do this, because clearly this requires significant funding in place. We're happy that we were able to do it for this class and last year's class, and hope that there will be partners that will join with Wilberforce to make it possible for subsequent classes as well.
Well, and Cleopatra, I'm going to give you the last word here, because your school isn't the only one doing this. We know that Delaware State University recently announced that it's using COVID relief money to forgive student debt. Morehouse graduates had their debt forgiven a couple of years ago by a wealthy graduate. You know, as someone who has received this benefit, what kind of broad statement do you think these examples are making as we see more and more of them?
I will say that my prayer is that it becomes the standard and not the exception, because as I was, you know, soaking it in and just been enamored in this moment, I have friends, I have family, and even children that did not get the same blessing. And so I just would hope that each one teach one, you know, if it could be a domino effect, I don't know the ins and outs of financials and making it happen. I just pray that one day that, again, that this is not the exception, but the standard across the board. So wow. I'm glad that, you know, Wilberforce was able to start the conversation, but it doesn't need to end here.
Absolutely.
Wilberforce University President Alfred Anthony Pinkard and former student Cleopatra Melton, thank you very much for speaking with me. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for having us.